ABC Thursdays.
Welcome back.
Grey's Anatomy is all new.
Why didn't you tell me you were pregnant?
The drama going down.
Bungee jumper from the bridge, his cord snapped.
We need all hands on deck.
Is unbelievable.
You think you're God's gift to this hospital?
You're just another doctor.
My relationship with Catherine is complicated.
I'm gonna sue you.
Your lawyers know where to find me.
You're unbelievable.
Grey's Anatomy. All new Thursdays, 10, 9 central on ABC and stream on Hulu.
Welcome back, everyone. Rob Schneider, author of You Can Do It. The book just came out this week. Speak Your Mind, America, is in studio.
Yeah, man.
I mean, he's got a ton of tour dates, by the way. He's going to be in Wheeland, California on October 4th. It's next week.
I'm in Atlantic City this weekend.
Oh, Atlantic City this weekend. I'm looking past it. Why was I
Friday
looking past
night,
it?
Friday night, man. Tomorrow night.
How rude is that?
Tomorrow night, man.
The 5th in Laughlin, Nevada. The 12th in Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Yeah. Which is also in Nevada, according to reports. October 18th, St. Petersburg, Florida. Let's hope it's okay with this hurricane.
Yeah, what's left of it.
And Fort Pierce, Florida, yeah.
Hopefully everything's okay.
So it's exciting, but so is the book exciting.
It's
a mix of your beliefs in politics, the country, your history, and your comedy. Some people would say that's an impossible task, Rob. Why did you take on this Titanic task?
First of all, I got into show business to avoid actual work. And this book was actual work, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, I mean, you had to research stuff, and then you have to look it up, and you have to check it, and you have to confirm it, and then the lawyers look at it. But it was fun because I got to look at some of these old sketches and stuff that I did and some old jokes and also just to, you know, comment on the on what I think has been a slide into, you know, tyranny in our country and away from free speech, unfettered free speech. So it's nice to kind of look and see what's happened because it's happened pretty quickly in about, you know, the last 11 years, you know. And so you kind of look at it, and then I've worked with some really good scholars to you know, whether it was James Lindsay from New Discourses or Roman Brzezniak, and to work on some of the historical stuff in the book. And I think it covers some good ground. And I try to make it funny, you know.
And you do. I mean, from Chris Farley to Norm MacDonald, you have the familiar names in the
Norm,
sketches.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll play some of it. But the one thing that you reminded me of is SNL was something to look forward to. For example, I can't wait for it to start this weekend. But then I realized it's a new era. First off, they would make fun of Kamala Harris the way she did it to Joe Biden.
They have to.
Or how about the fact that she stumbles over every ad-lib line, refusing to do interviews? You should have fun
She
with
talks
that.
Like Christopher Walken. Because Christopher Walken, you never know when he's going to keep talking or stop. And you have Kamala has the same way. To be unburdened, depending on what accent she wants to use, to be unburdened by what has been. And I think she's she either thinketh too much or can't think at all. And I think that's somewhere in between. But don't make the mistake that she's a dummy. I think she's a Marxist, and I think we have to really call it what it is. I mean, I do feel like this whole idea, and I'm a big Thomas Sowell fan, and the idea that we can all have the same outcomes when we don't have, you know, in society, when we can't even have it in the same family, that seems crazy. I mean, like, and the idea that, you know, how much of your hard work is somebody else's fair share, you know? And that's Marxism. That's communism. And that's what we're dealing with here. We can't not
one,
say that.
It's almost lazy, Rob, to say someone's dumb or smart. You know, it's
like,
really? What do you mean? No one's dumb.
Yeah.
And we went to this point. She went to law school.
She's an AG, DA,
whatever. But she has no, like, she's no economics background. She's got no history of having a business.
No.
She's got no history of actually doing anything as a senator.
I mean, it's almost like Obama.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But this is what I give Obama.
He never had a job in his whole life.
But, Rob, here's what I give Obama credit for. Before I knew him, it was the number one book in the country, and he was coming and doing a book tour.
I'm not saying he's not brilliant.
No, but so I'm reading this book.
I'm saying he never had a job in his life.
So I'm reading the first 100 pages, and it's a story. He could have got a job in a law firm. He leaves it, and he decides he wants to get into politics. And it's freezing in Chicago and in Illinois, and he's walking in the winter to these churches, and he's getting blown off. We don't know you. We don't know who you are. We never heard that name before. I would have been telling that story every day.
Yeah.
That no one ever gave me anything. I walked out, a single-parent mom. He never told that story unless forced, which I think would have been inviting to the rest of the country.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this guy had no connections. Dad disappeared, and he still gave up law school to do it, but he never did that. So just in case people think that Rob's overstating this, here's Kamala Harris yesterday talking about dreams. Cut four.
Well, if you are hardworking,
if you have the dreams and the ambitions and the aspirations of what I believe you do, you're in my plan. You know, I have to tell you, I really love and am so energized by what I know to be the spirit and character of the American people.
Wow. That is just absolute hogwash. She did not have enough coffee or like, you know, the thing is, I don't think people give Trump enough credit because he's getting 3-4 hours sleep. And you could see like she's about getting about the same there. And you could see how she's just winding down. And Trump just keeps going. I mean, Trump.
Well, you just gave her credit. I mean, that's what she talks like, though.
Yeah, she does. She's melting down. That was really a meltdown.
That's one interview.
That was one softball question. You know, the fact that the press is saying she doesn't have to give actual answers. She doesn't need to give answers. That's old school politics where people have to be specific. Who needs answers to... specific answers to questions. I love that.
Rob Schneider's here. And by the way, his book, you got to get it. You can do it if you want to laugh and learn a little bit about American free speech. But this is how right you are, Rob. This is why she got the interview. Bill Maher show this past weekend when sitting with Brett Stevens, a conservative who hates Trump. So listen to this exchange.
Kamala Harris is not running for perfect. We have two choices. And so there are some things you might not know her answer to.
I don't think it's a lot to ask her to sit down for a real interview as opposed to a puff piece in which she describes like her feelings of growing up in Oakland with nice lawns.
Then I would just say to that, when you move to Nirvana, give me your real estate broker's number and I'll be your next door neighbor.
You see, that is a perfect example of what this new Democrat... this new illiberal intelligentsia does. They shout you down. They get louder. Remember when Michelle Obama says, "You go low, we go high." What they really meant is, we get louder and we shout you down. And that's exactly what that was there. There was actually nothing stated there except saying that she's imperfect. And we're going after. And I think the rest of that, I think I saw the other clip where she was talking about, again, Trump, the threat to democracy, which also led this kind of a dangerous rhetoric leads to people, crazy people trying to kill people. And they're not stopping doing it. There's nothing that this regime, this Biden-Harris regime, won't do to remain in power. And we're seeing it right now in real time.
Well, I mean, if you want to know yesterday, I mean, if you look at Joe Biden, even yesterday, he was on The View, which I know most of America stopped everything to see, you know, to see the latest. And one was
The View. Now there's a
have you been on
an objective? I was on when Barbara, when it used to be a normal show, when it wasn't a Democratic, a DNC mouthpiece for Democrats.
So I want you to hear Joe Biden. Now, do you know that he's been shot at twice and Iran's trying to kill President Trump? Cut 18.
Trump is
careful.
There's not a lot of social redeeming value there. But here's the thing. He really does not believe in democracy and the guardrails that our system has set up for the abuse of power. And look at what he does and what he says. And look what he did.
Mm-hmm. On January 6th.
And not on just January 6th was absolutely bizarre.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
That'll settle things down.
Well, first of all, January 6th, the FBI guided tour, as it's turning into, we're still going to find out what's happening there. Why, you know, we know that now, you know, that Pelosi didn't allow the National Guard in. It's eventually going to come out. But again, you have a brain-addled person there who's being brought out embarrassingly, but in the most, you know, not asked one question. They could have asked him, who is really in charge? Who is, you know, when you're not able, when you're taking a nap, who's running the government? I mean, they're not going to ask anything like that. And I think the United States of America deserves to know the answer to who's been really running this government.
So,
and then that's not a rude question.
It isn't.
It's like, who's driving my car?
Right.
Who's flying the plane?
Because we're in it.
Yeah, we're in it.
Thank you.
Going at 37,000 feet. And, you know, we're pushing this the world closer to World War III, I think we should know who's the one actually making the decisions. Because it's not Kamala, well, and it certainly isn't, you know, Joe, what's left of Joe Biden.
Well, the one thing is, this week in the 50th year of SNL, you write about it a lot in your book. It played such a role in your life. It was a slice of your life as well as a slice of your career when America got a chance to know you. I just thought that compounded with the news this week of Kamala Harris refusing to do the Al Smith dinner, which is a time for self-deprecation. You could put it in teleprompter.
Even Hillary Clinton and after right. that, you know, very, you know, tumultuous and
2016
anger-filled debate, they still showed up.
Do you want to hear Al Smith? Here's Obama Romney. Right. They didn't get along. Remember, they made Romney a horrible capitalist that wants to destroy poor people and black people. Listen to this.
Earlier today, I went shopping at some stores in Midtown. I understand Governor Romney went shopping for some stores in Midtown. I've heard some people say, Barack, you're not as young as you used to be. Where's that golden smile? Where's that pep in your step? And I say, settle down, Joe. I'm trying to run a cabinet meeting here. Ultimately, though, tonight's not about the disagreements Governor Romney and I may have. It's what we have in common, beginning with our unusual names. Actually, Mitt is his middle name. I wish I could use my middle name.
As President Obama surveys the Waldorf banquet room with everyone in white tie and finery, you have to wonder what he's thinking. So little time, so much to redistribute.
Right? I mean, tell me that's not fun, right?
Yeah. Well, it's also kidding on the square, which is like, you know, really hitting it where it needs to be hit and what everyone's thinking. And unfortunately, you know, we have a real fragile political environment now on the Democrat side because you can't do it. I mean, they've already tried to murder Trump twice. Already. And so, you know, for Kamala to be so afraid to even have a joke thrown at her, you know, to be the Babylon Bee, and God bless that, Dylan, and him saying, like, Kamala survives another attempted interview. That's pretty good, huh?
That's great. Here's more. Here's a little of Hillary.
Now, I've got to say, there are a lot of friendly faces here in this room, people that I've been privileged to know and to work with. I just want to put you all in a basket of adorables. And you look so good in your tuxes, or as I refer to them, formal pantsuits. And, you know, because this is a friendly dinner for such a great cause, Donald, if at any time you don't like what I'm saying, feel free to stand up and shout wrong while I'm talking.
So they're not supposed to be Rob Schneider. They're supposed to be normal people with funny lines, self-deprecating about things that people have been writing about them.
And that was and also what that does is it takes away some of the pressure.
Yeah.
For not just them, but for society. They're all people. And it's like, and so that's what's important. And that's what's going to be missing from this if we unfortunately go down the dark path.
Well, Trump's still going.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to go without her.
Okay, good, good. I think they should have somebody dress up like Kamala.
And I'm not sure the Cardinal would approve that. What about Jim Gaffigan as host? Are you okay with that? He tends to lean left, but I don't think it matters.
He doesn't tend to lean left. He does lean left.
Oh, and sorry.
He also was, you know, at some point, which happens, and I was like right next to Bill Maher when he was having his Trump derangement syndrome for a moment. You know, we're talking about January 6th, the froth and the eyeballs starting, the pupils start to dilate. And Jim Gaffigan had a moment of that during a few years back. And it just, and I would just say people are susceptible to it. All human beings could be susceptible to being brainwashed and to have a moment like that. And Jim Gaffigan did. But, I mean, to his credit, I think he'll be in a better place with it. He's a brilliant comedian.
He is
one of the funniest guys ever. And people are allowed to, you know, to make mistakes or to lose their shit once in a while. And he did with his Trump derangement moment. And I just hope like people like he's a human being. God, I mean, Trump doesn't need this. Do you think he needs this? You think he needs to have all this crap? But
he's getting shot at every other week.
Yeah. So I mean, so. But I do think, like, does America hate Trump more than they love their country.
Right.
And that's what this election comes down to.
And the bigger question, will Rob eventually like me better than Adam Sandler? That's the question. We're
going to
think about it in the break.
We're getting closer.
Rob Snyder wrote this book. You can do it. He's going to be on One Nation this weekend, primetime Saturday night.
Yeah.
And more Rob Snyder in just a moment.
And looking holistically at the incentive to actually engage in planning in a holistic manner.
Some people call you the elite. I call you my base.
I come here tonight to the Al Smith Dinner knowing that I'm the underdog in these final weeks. But if you know where to look, there are signs of hope. There are signs of hope, even in the most unexpected places, even in this room full of proud Manhattan Democrats. I can't shake that feeling that some people here are pulling for me. I'm delighted to see you here tonight, Hillary.
Who's that? McCain.
Oh.
Right. And then he followed.
Well, that was McCain.
His punchline was, that's why I was delighted to see you here tonight, Hillary. Because they're still not over that election. Yeah. But that's when Democrats really had primaries. Obama and Hillary had a real primary where you actually had to win states.
Well, I mean, it really changed in 2016 when they just said, well, we're not going to – they never thought Bernie was going to get close. And then they just – and then he actually – was winning, and then they said, well, we have these superdelegates, and they just kicked him out.
Right.
And then 4 years later, they did the same thing. And, you know, that's funny because they just had all the other candidates drop out to back Biden, who lost the first two primaries. And it's funny because Macron in France did the same thing the last election. In France, they just had all the – they were going to lose to the right, and they just had all their candidates drop out so that they could, you know, still – form a majority. It's the opposite of any form of democracy.
Now he's lost parliament and he's basically almost a figurehead.
Well, we'll see what happens now. But eventually, you know, people wake up to this. Tyranny does collapse, and it collapses pretty quickly. It stays in there for a while, but then it all collapses very quickly. And then the Democrats did the same thing again this year. You had 14 million people vote for Biden, and then instead of having any semblance of some sort of primary or even if it's after the primary, you could have the delegates kind of some voting process. Give us two candidates for the Democrats to, and they just said no. We're just anointing Kamala Harris.
So Rob, you're gonna be on Saturday, but does it feel great to have a book on your life out? It's not just a funny book, but it's a book on your life and your career.
I think it's fun. I mean, I didn't realize how much work it was gonna be, but I hope people get a laugh out of it and realize I'm not coming from a place of anger. I'm not coming from a place of grievance or vengeful or spitefulness. I love this country, and I do think it's so important to keep up this, you know, freedom of speech. That's what the beacon call of freedom throughout the world is, our freedom of speech. There will be no Marines to save this country. There will be no food drop. There will be no Marshall Plan. We're it.
Right. So. I love the way you said that. You can do it. More from Rob Saturday at 9. That's it for this hour of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Keep it here. And check out Rob in Atlantic City.
Yeah, baby.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.